showtime.
Showtime.
Not to come back to stop.
I am big.
To Jurassic Park.
It's the picture that got small.
Kind of a big deal.
Hello? Got the painting, King.
With great power.
Painting, we're not in Kansas anymore.
Comes great result, Wizard Harry.
What are we doing live?
They call me Mr. Tibbs.
Echoes of Eternity.
Well, it's not the many of life that counts, it's the life in your men.
Life.
Love. Ever dance with the devil and
rise away?
Life.
What have you done to his eyes?
Hello and welcome to this episode of the podcast, The Mnemonic Tree, where we add a single mnemonic leaf to our tree of knowledge. I'm Jans, your mnemonic man, and today's episode will be on the greatest wall of all, the Great Wall of China. Voted as one of the new seven wonders of the world, the Great Wall of China ranks as the oldest wonder in the modern list, with the Giza Pyramids granted honorary status and not part of the list of seven wonders. And just for those of you who are interested in that list of the new seven wonders of the world, it consists of the Great Wall of China, Chichen Itza, Petra, Machu Picchu, Christ the Redeemer, the Colosseum, and the Taj Mahal. Now, getting back to the Great Wall, construction began in the 7th century BC and continued for centuries until 1878, where construction ceased during the Qing Dynasty. It covers a myriad of landscapes, including mountains, deserts, and plains, and if laid out in a straight line, it would wrap more than halfway around the equator of the Earth. It is considered as one of the greatest feats of human civilization, with around 10 million people coming each year to view this monolith and cultural icon. Today's mnemonic is on five facts about the Great Wall of China. So with no further ado, we will begin with a summary from Wikipedia. The Great Wall of China, otherwise known in Chinese as Wanli Changcheng, is a series of fortifications that were built across the historical northern borders of ancient Chinese states and imperial China as protection against various nomadic groups from the Eurasian steppe. Several walls were built as early as the 7th century BC, with selective stretches later joined by Qin Shi Huang, the first emperor of China. Little of the Qin Wall remains. Later on, many successive dynasties built and maintained multiple stretches of border walls. The best known sections of the wall were built by the Ming Dynasty between 1368 and 1644. Apart from defence, other purposes of the Great Wall have included border controls, allowing the imposition of duties on goods transported along the Silk Road, regulation or encouragement of trade, and the control of immigration and emigration. Furthermore, the defensive characteristics of the Great Wall were enhanced by the construction of watchtowers, troop barracks, garrison stations, signalling capabilities through the means of smoke or fire, and the fact that the path of the Great Wall also served as a transportation corridor. The frontier walls built by different dynasties have multiple courses. Collectively, they stretch from Liaodong in the east to Lop Lake in the west, from the present-day Sino-Russian border in the north to Tao River in the south, along an arc that roughly delineates the edge of the Mongolian steppe spanning 21,196.18 kilometres in total. Today, the defence system of the Great Wall is generally recognised as one of the most impressive architectural feats in history. Now on to today's mnemonic. And the mnemonic for the Great Wall of China, five facts, is lift bricks. Now, both those words are spelt normally. With the lift, we take all of those letters, and the bricks, just the B. And for this one, we picture a million people lifting bricks to slowly make what is now the Great Wall of China. So we'll get into it. For the lift, we take the L for length is 21,196.18 kilometres long. The I, it is not a wall, but a series of fortifications. The F, there are 15 strategic passes from east to west. And the T took 2,500 years to construct. And for the bricks, we take the B4, built from various materials, which include bricks, cut stone blocks, uncut stones, tamped earth, wood, and lime mortar. And we'll just go over that one more time. So that's the mnemonic for the Great Wall of China, five facts. And the mnemonic is lift bricks. For the lift, we take the L for length is 21,196.18 kilometres long. The I, it is not a wall, but a series of fortifications. The F, there are 15 strategic passes from east to west. And the T, it took 2,500 years to construct. And the bricks, we take the B for built from various materials, which include bricks, cut stone blocks, uncut stones, tamped earth, wood, and lime mortar. Now on to
five fun facts.
And the first fun fact today, fact number one. The Great Wall of China is the longest man-made structure in the world, which runs along the northern part of the country. Its Chinese name of Wanli Cheng Cheng literally means the Long Wall of 10,000 miles. And just to give you some idea how long this Great Wall is, it is 40,075 kilometres around the equator. And the Great Wall is just over half of this at 21,196.18 kilometres. And fact number two. As mentioned in the mnemonic, it is not a wall, but a series of fortifications. And also, it is not in a single line, rather many walls that can be random, parallel, double, or even tripled. And fact number three. Many people believe that the wall was built to keep the Mongols out. However, this is not the case, as construction of the wall began in the 7th century BC, whereas the rise of the Mongols was in the 11th century AD. The original purpose was to defend against the northern nomadic tribes living in today's Mongolia and northern China. Now, just speaking of building walls to keep people out, Donald Trump may have just been on the right path to building a wall between the US and Mexico. As he succinctly stated in a press conference, China has a wall and they don't have illegal Mexicans. And fact number four. It has taken more than 20 dynasties and states to construct the Great Wall of China over 2,500 years. A fair chunk of this construction was from the Ming Dynasty, where construction commenced around 1368. The Ming Great Wall weaves its way from Hushan in the east to Jiayuguan in the west, a total of 8,851.8 kilometres. Many tourist resorts have been set up along this section. And the last fact, fact number five. The Great Wall of China has another sobriquet, and that is the longest cemetery in the world. Over the 2,500 years of construction, it is said that more than a million labourers had been used. This has included civilians, soldiers, and convicts. With this, they believe around 400,000 perished along the journey, with many interred within its walls. Now on to
the three question quiz.
And the first question, question number one. Can the Great Wall of China be seen from space with the naked eye? Is that true or false? And question two. Which century did the Mongols led by Genghis Khan breach the wall? And question three. What year did the Great Wall of China become a protected UNESCO World Heritage Site? And your options are 1957, 1977, or 1987. And we do have a bonus question. That question is, approximately what fraction of the Great Wall has disappeared or is in ruins? And your options are one half, one third, or one fifth. It's now time to recap that mnemonic. And the mnemonic for the Great Wall of China, five facts, is lift bricks. For the lift, we take the L4 length is 21,196.18 kilometres long. The I, it is not a wall, but a series of fortifications. The F, there are 15 strategic passes from east to west. And the T, it took 2,500 years to construct. And for the bricks, we take the B4, built from various materials, which include bricks, cut stone blocks, uncut stones, tamped earth, wood, and lime mortar. Now on to the answers for the three-question quiz. And the first question was, can the Great Wall of China be seen from space by the naked eye? Is that true or false? And the Great Wall of China cannot be seen by the naked eye from space, so that is false. It would be the equivalent of seeing a hare from 2 miles away. And question two. Which century did the Mongols led by Genghis Khan breach the wall? And the century that the Mongols led by Genghis Khan breached the wall was the 13th century. And question three. What year did the Great Wall of China become a protected UNESCO World Heritage Site? And your options were 1957, 1977, or 1987. And the year that the Great Wall of China became a protected UNESCO World Heritage Site was 1987. And our bonus question, approximately what fraction of the Great Wall has disappeared or is in ruins? And your options were 1/2, 1/3, or 1/5. And the fraction of the Great Wall of China that has either disappeared or is in ruins is 1/3. Now on to
Word of the Week.
And this week's Word of the Week is muster, and that is spelt M-U-S-T-E-R. And the meaning, according to dictionary.com, is to gather, summon, rouse. And our simple example today is, the Ming Dynasty mustered many to build the Ming Great Wall, built between 1368 and 1644. Well, that takes us to the end of another episode. Thanks for listening. If you'd like to join our mnemonic community, you can reach us at the Mnemonic Tree Podcast, which is all one word, .com on the website. From there, you'll find links in the top right to Facebook, Instagram, and YouTube. Your feedback is much appreciated, so if you have the time, please rate and review the podcast on your chosen platform. Any reviews read on the podcast will receive a small gift of appreciation. And also, if you'd like to suggest a topic or have any additional fun and interesting facts for today's episode, I'd love to hear them, so post them on Facebook and be sure to tag me. And if you want to take the mnemonic challenge, go to the website, scroll down a little, and you'll find several buttons called the Mnemonic Tree Challenge. They contain all the mnemonics to test your recall. Until next time, remember as Socrates said, there is no learning without remembering. See you next time.
60% of the time, it works every time.
That doesn't make sense.